What's the idea?
That's what they always do in those medical shows. The doctor says wrench, and the assistant slaps it into his hand.
I'm not a doctor.
You're not a plumber either.
Flashlight.
Flashlight!
You do that once more, I'm gonna...
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to find the leak.
Oh, there's an easier way to find it than that.
Turn it off!
Wasn't that easy?
Yeah,
easy, but messy.
Hello there. What's going on?
Mr. Douglas is fixing the sink.
Oh, boy, when you work, you really sweat.
That's water from the leak.
Which side of your face is leaking?
It's the trap. I'll have to get a new one.
You'd better get some new boards for the front porch.
Why?
They're starting to give way. I almost went through it.
All right, I'll fix it.
You'd better fix the light in the bathroom, too.
What's wrong with that?
Well, when you pull the chain, the light doesn't go on, but the water runs.
You're pulling the wrong chain.
I can't tell. It's too dark in there.
Lisa, please.
And another thing, you better fix the stove door.
What's wrong with that?
Come, I'll show you.
Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Rotten the boards are?
I wonder if that's termites.
Are you kidding? No self-respecting termite would eat this stuff.
This is dry rot.
The story of your life.
Look, I don't need your water.
Oliver, when are you going to fix the sink? I need to use the water.
As soon as I fix the porch.
He's got dry rot.
In the kitchen, he's got vat rot.
You name a rot and he's got it.
Look, I'll go into Drucker's and get some boards to fix the porch, and then I'll get a trap for your sink.
What are you going to get for my room?
What do you need?
A color television set would be nice.
Oh, Oliver, you can't leave the porch like that. Somebody could hurt themselves.
Oh, yeah. Get me that plank, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you want it?
Right here.
Oh, you stupid!
What you said right here.
Yes, you did.
Excuse me, honey. Will you move back a little? That'll do it. All right. I'll get my coat, go into Drucker's. I'll fix everything.
Somebody can trip over that and hurt themselves. Boy, some people are so careless. That... Oh, 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 oh! Well, it's a fine kettle of fish. Well, it's not a kettle, it's a...
Mr. Kimball!
Oh, hi, Miss Douglas. Excuse me for not standing up, but...
How did you do that?
Do what?
Put your foot through the porch.
Oh, no thanks, I just did.
What happened to the board that was there?
Oh, I threw it away. Yeah, somebody might have tripped over it and hurt themselves.
Look, is your foot all right?
Yeah, it seems to be fine.
No, I meant the other one.
I can't tell. It's in the hole.
Well, take it out.
Oh,
let me help you.
It's stuck.
Okay.
Oh, it's fine. Well, it's not fine. It's, do you mind if I scream?
Wait a minute. Hold it. I got you. Come on in the house.
What have you two been drinking?
We haven't been drinking.
Then why are you staggering together?
Mr. Kimball put his foot through the porch.
Oh, that's terrible. Did you hurt yourself, Mr. Kimball?
Well, not really. Just a minor, Oh, it's not minor.
I better take a look at it. Oh, Oliver, it's all swollen.
It's probably a sprain.
It looks more like a whiplash to me.
Lisa, will you get me an ice bag?
Oh, that's a fine thing. He hurt his ankle, and you want to cure your hangover.
Will you get me an ice bag, please?
I threw it away.
Why?
The ice melted.
Now, you just sit here. Take it easy. I'll run into Drucker's and get an ice bag.
Mr. Kimball, why don't you just lie down and rest your foot? There you are. There.
Oh!
Oh, the swelling is getting bigger. You better take your shoe and socks off.
Would you mind turning your back, please?
What for?
Well, my mother told me never to show my naked foot to a girl.
Oh, that's all right. I've seen plenty of naked feet before.
Now... Oh, boy, you city folks sure are sophisticated, huh?
Come on, you better take your shoes off.
Listen, I'll go home, and then I can come back. Come on,
Mr. Kimball. Oh. You better just wait here till my husband gets back.
What's the name of it?
I don't know. It's that aftershave lotion advertised on TV.
Well, they advertise a lot of them. Which one is it?
Well, it's the one that makes the girls run after you.
Oh, they all say they'll do that.
Yeah, but this one, the girls not only chase you, but when they catch you, they jump all over you.
What do you want with that?
Well, it ain't for me. It's for Arnold. He says he'd take a jumbo size.
What does he want with it?
Lately, he's been striking out with the girls. He says a sexy aftershave lotion might help.
Well, this is the one I use.
Arnold says, no, thank you. He's seen the kind of girls you get.
Now, look here, Fred. Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi, Mr. Drucker, Mr. Ziffel. You too. Mr. Drucker, I want... What's he sniffing at?
He wants to know the name of the aftershave lotion you're wearing.
It's something called Brawny Lime.
He says that's the stuff he's been striking out with.
Something you wanted, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, I want an ice bag.
Got another hangover?
It's not for me, it's for Mr. Kimball.
Oh, you've been teaching him how to drink, huh?
He sprained his ankle.
How did he do that?
He fell through my front porch.
Is he hurt bad?
No, nothing serious, just a slight sprain.
Well, how is that?
That's great. Well, not great, it's, Don't you think you should have taken off the shoe before you put on the bandage?
Mr. Kimball, I was a Girl Scout in Hungary, and the first rule was to always bandage with the shoe on. That way, when the foot gets well and you take the bandage off, you already have your shoe on.
Well, that makes sense. Well, it doesn't make sense. It's, Well, I think I better go home.
Oh, no, you shouldn't move. Let me see. How about putting...
I'm sorry.
Is that better?
Fine. Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Oh, no. You don't have to fuss over me. You just go ahead and do what you have to do, and I'll, Do you happen to have another pillow for my head?
Oh, yes, of course. Here we are. There you go. There you are.
Oh.
I'd better bring in a bell so you can ring if you want something.
That won't be necessary. If I want anything, I'll just toot on my kazoo.
You'll do what?
A toot on my kazoo.
Oh,
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, yeah. I play lead kazoo in the Hooterville Kazoo and Drum Corps. Oh. Yeah, we march in all the parades.
Well, not all the parades. We've been banned in the city limits.
Well, you better rest now. When I hear you toot, I'll come. Yes?
Can I have a magazine, please?
Oh, I'll get you one.
Yeah.
Oh, hello there.
Here we are. Where's Mr. Kimball? What's that?
A kazoo.
Who's blowing it?
Mr. Kimball is in the bedroom.
What for?
But he couldn't move. I bandaged his foot and I made him lie down. Oh, he wants his magazine. You better take it into him and I put ice in this.
Why should I...
Oh, fur.
Will you please stop that?
Oh, it's you. I was tooting for Mrs. Douglas.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I think we better have a system. I mean, I'll toot charge for Mrs. Douglas and taps when I want you.
Look, Mr. Kimball, why don't I drive you home?
Gee, I don't think I'd better. My mother saw my foot, she'd get the vapors.
The vapors?
Yeah, when she gets excited, she stiffs the gin bottle.
Look,
Is that magazine for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Well, that's all. You can go now.
What now?
I've already read this. You got one of those girly magazines? You know, where the girl folds out in the middle? Well, the girl doesn't fold out in the middle.
Look, Mr. Kimball, why don't you just rest?
Oliver, how is the patient?
He's resting.
Good. Now, could you fix the sink so I can use some water?
If I left the trap in the car, I'll get it. Oh, well.
I just heard the bad news from Mr. Drucker. Where's my hanky? Where is he?
He's resting in the bedroom with his kazoo.
Is he still alive?
Look, all he's got is...
I heard what he's got, a bad case of dry rot.
No, it's Mr. Douglas who has the dry rot.
I don't have any...
So you're the one that gave it to him. I might have known it.
All he's got is a sprained ankle.
Are you a doctor?
No.
Well, then keep your crummy diagnosis to yourself. I'll take care of Hanky.
We don't need anybody.
Boil some water.
What for?
Don't you ever watch those medical shows where they're always boiling water? I'll get you some, Ryan.
Look, Lisa,
bring
you
the bags into the bedroom. Hanky, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, boy.
Will you stop that racket?
My poor darling. He's delirious. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He never did. Ralph,
Hanky, don't you know me?
Oh, yeah, sure. You're the fellow that fixed my TV set. I'll send you a check in the morning. Goodbye.
He's worse off than I thought. Bring my bags over here.
Well, what do you got in them anyway?
Well, that's my nurse's bag and the other's my overnight case.
Overnight?
Yes, my baby needs round-the-clock care. I'm going to get him back on his feet if it takes all year.
Now, can I use the water?
No, it's not fixed yet.
Did you fix the front porch?
No, I didn't.
What about the chair?
I didn't have the...
What have you been doing all day?
Lisa, please.
Would you quit that banging? You're giving Hanky a headache.
I'll give him a...
You look very pretty in your nurse's outfit.
Yeah, where'd you get that outfit?
Oh, the Hooterville Little Theater Group did a play called The Nurse's Dilemma, and I was it.
You certainly are.
Why don't you crawl back under your sink? Oh, here's Hanky's dinner order.
Dinner order? We're not...
I don't mind cooking for him, and he has to eat. Vichyssoise, veal scallopini, asparagus tips, toast, cherries jubilee. Well, the toast I can handle, but for the rest we have to send out.
Forget it. He'll eat what we eat.
Oh, don't you worry, Mrs. Douglas. I'll cook something for him later. Right now I have to get his medicine.
Oh! Oliver, your face is leaking again.
I ought to...
There's somebody at the door.
I heard...
Dry your face and answer it.
Hello?
There's somebody knocking on the front door.
I heard him.
Well, dry your face and answer it.
Oh. Oh, Mr. Haney.
Mr. Douglas, do you know you've got a great big hole in the middle of your front porch?
Yes, I know.
Is that the one you pushed Mr. Kimball into?
I didn't push.
May I see the poor soul?
Well, he's...
Which ward is he in?
He's in the bedroom.
If you'll excuse me, I'll go in and see my client.
Your client?
Mr. Kimball, how are you?
Oh, I'm,
Now, don't try to answer. I can see that you're in mortal agony.
Oh, he's not in any...
Will you just sign right here, please?
Sign what?
An out-of-court settlement for $50,000.
$50,000? He's not getting a nickel.
Well, in that case... We'll just have to take you into court and sue you for malfeasance of your front porch.
Now, there's no such law.
Will $50,000 be enough for your incapacitated foot?
His foot isn't incapacitated.
Do you realize he may never be able to play soccer again?
Well, I wouldn't,
Don't talk. You're in too much pain.
Oh, he's not in any pain.
Oh! There. That's pain if I ever heard it. I think we better ask for $60,000.
Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
I haven't got your check yet.
You're not getting it.
Of course, we may be willing to settle for less, shall we say $25?
Out! Of all the... I'm gonna shove that kazoo. What do you want now?
I seem to be getting a ringing in my head.
A ringing?
Yeah, you know.
Well, I don't know what that...
There it goes again.
That's the telephone.
Oh, boy, thank goodness. I thought there was something wrong with my head.
Nothing that plugging up the holes won't fix.
It's time for your pills, sweetie.
What are they?
Well, the green one's a painkiller, and the red one's a love potion.
Oh, I'll take the green one. Yeah, and save the red one in case I meet a girl.
If you weren't in such pain, I'd belt you.
Your mother, she wanted to know when you were coming home to dinner.
Oh, gee, I'd better...
Lie down.
No, you don't understand. Oh!
See, you're still in pain. You're in no condition to leave.
No, he's not in any...
You're spending the night here.
He is not.
What are you, some kind of a sadist?
Well, I can't spend the night here. I didn't bring my jammies.
You can wear a pair of his.
Now, see here.
Get him!
Have any with bunny rabbits on them?
No.
Here, let me help you get undressed.
Get your hands off me.
It's all right. I'm a nurse.
Let go of me. Let go of me.
Hold still.
Oh,
I'll see you two later.
Mr. Douglas, don't leave me. Help. Help.
What is going on here?
Ralph wants to undress me.
He has to get into his pajamas.
Well, I put them on him.
Fine.
Just a minute. I'll put them on for him.
Kimball is tooting for you.
I heard him.
Well, you better go and see what he's tooting for.
What do you want now?
Oh, would you mind changing the channel? We don't like the show.
Why can't she change
it? I'm sterile.
You ought to try channel 2. They have a lumpy louse cartoon on, boy.
Why don't you go to sleep?
I'm not sleepy.
I'm not talking to you.
My patient isn't sleepy either.
I want you to go home, and I want him to go to sleep.
I'm not leaving my patient.
Then take him home with you.
He can't be moved.
Oliver, will you get some blankets and pillows?
What for?
We'll have to sleep in the barn.
I'm not gonna sleep in the barn.
Do as you're told.
Now, see here.
Must be murder living with him.
Ralph, I've had about enough of you.
Get the pillows and the blanket. Mr. Kimball, is there anything we can do for you before we go to bed?
If he needs anything, I'll be here.
I'm not spending the night alone in this room with you.
You don't have anything to worry about as long as I have on my nurse's uniform.
Oh, you'd better go home, Ralph. If he needs anything, he can always toot for Mr. Douglas.
If he toots for me...
Good night, Mr. Kimball.
Good night, Hanky. Would you like a little mouth-to-mouth resuscitation before I leave?
Ralph! Terrible. Didn't close an eye all night.
Neither did I.
How did you get here?
I crawled out here during the night.
Why did you do that?
Well, I was afraid to stay in the house alone in the dark.
Oh, you.
Mr. Kimball, how is your foot?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. It's much, Oh.
Oliver, you better carry him back into the house.
Me carry him?
Ben, you finally did it.
Yep, I did it.
Oliver, there's somebody knocking at the door.
I heard. I heard!
Mr. Kimball here.
Yes.
Good. I was over to his office, and there was a sign hanging on his door. Says he was holding his animal clinic here today.
His animal clinic?
Yes, where is he?
Well, he's in the bedroom, but...
Come on, fellas.
Who was it?
Some fella came over with a bunch of ducks to see Mr. Kimball.
Oh, isn't that nice? All his friends are coming over to visit him.
No, they're not his friends.
Mr. Kimball here?
In the bedroom.
Come on, Leon.
Wait just a second. You can't know.
He certainly has a lot of friends.
They're not friends. He's running an animal clinic in our bedroom.
Oliver, there is somebody else at the door.
Oh,
you'll find Mr. Kimball in the bedroom.
I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
To the nearest saloon.
Oliver, what happened? Oliver, are you all right?
Do I look all right?
Well, don't worry, darling. I know just what to do for it. How does your ankle feel, dear?
It's much better.
She's talking to me.
Oh, sorry.
Is there anything else you want, darling?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm fine.
Will you keep out of this?
Do you want me to turn on the TV?
Yeah.
No, I want to get some sleep.
I brought somebody over to cheer you up.
I don't want to see anybody.
Not you. They've come to see Hanky. Okay, fellas.
Thank you.
a film waste presentation, darling.